and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has followed up on his threat to impose tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports coming into the country. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports he signed an executive order.
25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum that is imported to the United States. And that includes Canada, Mexico, South Korea, Brazil, Vietnam. Separate from that, the president says at some point this week he will also sign an executive order to issue tariffs retaliating on any country that imposes fees on U.S. exports.
The president also put a stop to federal efforts to replace plastic straws, seen as an environmental issue, with paper-based straws.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
The U.S. Senate has cleared the way for a late Tuesday night final vote on the confirmation of former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence. GOP Chairman of the Intelligence Committee Tom Cotton rejected Democratic claims over what they see as alleged Gabbard links to Russia and the former Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Cotton spoke at an earlier hearing.
She has undergone five FBI background checks. I spent more than 2 hours last week reviewing the latest, putting eyes on more than 300 pages. It's clean as a whistle.
One person was killed and three were hurt in an airport accident involving two mid-sized planes off the runway at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked. It appears that the left main gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident.
Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister. Another blast of winter is coming to much of the nation, as meteorologist Craig Allen tells us.
Alerts for flooding in effect for eastern Texas into the northern portions of Louisiana, northern sections of Georgia, right on up through Kentucky and Tennessee. There's also going to be flooding farther to the south, down along the I-20 and I-10 corridor, from some of the heavier showers as well as thunderstorms.
A dairy worker in Nevada has been infected with a new type of bird flu that's different from the version spreading in U.S. herds since last year. CDC says the illness was mild and the person has recovered. This newer strain had been seen before, but this is the first time an infection was traced to a cow. The Nevada dairy worker was exposed in a farm in the west central part of the state. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged. film only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of flurries or light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy. Lows between 0 and 5 below. A light northwest breeze. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs near 10 above. It's 12 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour of our program here. On the line with us, my buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. If you don't subscribe to his newsletter, Dean's Report, you need to. Just go to Substack.com and plug in Dean's Report in the little search box, and it'll pop right up. And, you know, it's free. Just check it out. It's really worth the effort. And, in fact, he's got two brilliant Dean's reports from the last couple of days that I wanted to talk to him about. Dean, I'm so glad you came on the program today. The first here, one is a good news one, more profiles of courage. Mm-hmm. And the other is, why is Trump making America less safe from terrorist attacks? These two, just both of them, just really, you know, impressed me and kind of blew my mind this week. Let's start with, why is Trump making the U.S. less safe?
Right. Well, that is the more concerning one, right? Because I think we need to amplify the good stories out there because corporate media has made Trump omnipotent. But in terms of making America less safe, that's not just my opinion. I had Congressman Dan Goldman last week, who's on the House Homeland Security Committee, former federal prosecutor, and Frank DiGluzzi, who served in the FBI for over 25 years. And they both noted that Trump's purge of FBI agents, his offering to buy out anyone in the CIA or NSA who wants to go, and they're not replacing them with people who are public servants. We learned over the weekend from the Washington Post that you have to answer yes to two questions. Was the 2020 election stolen? And was January 6th an inside job? And if you answer no, you don't get hired. I'm not kidding. That was in the Washington Post reporting on Sunday. Whoa. So Trump is making us less safe. And we know he's making us less safe. That's indisputable.
Well, let me add one thing to this, too. If I could just add one other way that he's making us unsafe. You'll recall when bin Laden wrote his letter to America, he told us that he was going, this was 1998, that he was going to strike us because Herbert Walker Bush had convinced Saudi Arabia to put an Air Force base, the bin Sultan Air Force Base, in Saudi Arabia, to stage, you know, flights, F-16s or F-35s or whatever they are, into Iraq. And then we never pulled our troops out. And bin Laden was really pissed off that there were, you know, men, you know, watching porn and women driving cars with their elbows showing inside Saudi Arabia. And he said, if you don't remove these people, I'm going to hit you. And 3 weeks after 9/11, George W. Bush pulled all of the American troops out of the bin Sultan Air Force Base and shut that thing down. But that, you know, he was the reason we got hit on 9/11 was because we were occupying Arab soil. And now this, just this morning, Trump just came out and said, I forget the word, dead certain about or something like words to that effect about buying and owning Gaza. What? Look, you know,
I'm not right. I don't know.
A few people, you think?
It would. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, just today, Israel and Netanyahu complied with another term in the ceasefire, and they're withdrawing troops from the northern part of
Gaza. I mean, just the rhetoric is enough to cause people to want to attack us.
Wanting attack is actually engaging in a terrorist attack is a different thing. To me, there are numerous threats. It's not just from Islamic threats, from radicals. You've got the biggest threat in America is right-wing white supremacists. That's a threat we have to deal with. Absolutely. It doesn't matter where the threat comes from. The question is, what happens when there is a terrorist attack on U.S. soil? Because there will be. And Trump, I think, is making us less safe. I'm not going to say he's rooting for a terrorist attack, because I don't have evidence of that. I think it's fair to say that, but I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is, what's he going to do when it happens, when it comes? And history tells us what he will do. And Timothy Snyder's book On Tyranny tells us what he's going to do. And, you know, the picture of my article is the Reichstag fire from 1933 Germany. Hitler used that to get the Enabling Act passed, which made him a dictator. He, the day after the fire burned down the German parliament, he said that you could arrest anybody and hold them for unlimited periods of time. It doesn't matter who calls the Reichstag fire. The debate is, did Hitler do it himself? The point is, when that happened, how will Trump respond? Everyone listening knows Trump will use any emergency, any attack to consolidate power and take away and suspend more of our civil liberties. We all know that. There is no debating that. That's why when he's making it safe, when you do 2 + 2 = 4, that's where we're going. And that's what so concerns me, Tom, is that Trump is taking us, he's following the authoritarian playbook on numerous issues. I keep writing about it and flagging it for people, from defending the January 6th terrorists, using the FCC to go after the media, and the checklist goes off and off. And this is just another one on that list. We are seeing the story. It's not a surprise, folks, when Trump has the military in the blue cities occupying us, taking over media outlets and spending our civil liberties. It's all there in front of us. The question is, does that happen or not? But don't be surprised if it does, because everything is telling us that's where he's going. It's not hyperbolic. It's not speculative. This is the playbook he's following.
Yeah, yeah. And Putin, you know, used that attack on the theater in Chechnya to radically expand his power. I mean, there's a long history of this. You're absolutely right. And when Marius van der Lubbe set the Reichstaggebäude on fire, within 30 minutes, Hitler had rushed to the scene and grabbed a microphone and said, "This is a sign from God," you know, that he was ordained to rule in Germany. It's pretty mind-boggling stuff. So I agree with you. The other piece you wrote, more profiles of courage, patriotism, and resistance in standing up to Trump. This was kind of an uplifting piece. Tell us about this.
We need uplifting. My goal on my show and in my articles, I've done this 2 weeks in a row, is to try to amplify the profiles in patriotism, courage, compassion, and resistance, because they're out there. They're not hard to find. Corporate media is just ignoring them because they're too busy making Trump the dictator they want. And I say that sincerely of the executives who really want the tax cuts, the mergers that Trump is offering, and less regulations will trade our democracy for it. But look, this week, no one's more critical of Democrats not fighting, Tom, than me. I was on the show talking about how Democrats need to punch Trump in the face every day, come up with ways to get the media narrative away from him. But this week, we saw Democrats actually go outside of the Capitol, go to rallies outside of U.S. Treasury and USAID. We also had profiles in courage in terms of different grassroots organizations and unions bringing lawsuits, and then numerous judges standing up to Trump, even a Trump-appointed one, Carl Nichols, and a Reagan-appointed one, and numerous Democratic-appointed ones who stood up to Trump and stopped them on issue after issue, from the buyout to the birthright citizenship, trying to rewrite the 14th Amendment, to the spending freeze that he wants to do, to barring Elon Musk and his minions from getting the data, and the court orders, they must immediately destroy all the data they have gathered. And people go, well, how do you enforce it? Well, it's inherent in the courts to do contempt, which can be fines or imprisonment. That's inherent. That's how you do it. The only one protected from that is Trump, who will not be fined, of course. But you can't protect someone. You can't give someone immunity for civil contempt for enforcing an order. There's no, it's not criminal. So the reality is that judges are doing the great things. All of us together, we are collectively standing against the abyss of fascism. We are facing the abyss of fascism right in front of us. It's so, right here. I never expected it would be here.
Yeah,
but we're facing it now.
I didn't either, although I've been warning about it for years. I started, my voice started getting higher and higher back after 9/11 when Bush pushed through the Patriot Act and opened Guantanamo and you know, just openly defied the Constitution and international law at Abu Ghraib and other places. But I didn't think it would go this bad this fast. It's pretty friggin' shocking. Dean, you're an attorney. I'm not. We're both familiar with judicial supremacy and judicial review. The doctrines that largely came out of Marbury versus Madison, but have been respected all these years. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on, you know, it looks like the Trump administration right now, or the Musk administration, I think probably more properly, is defying a court order to get out of the Treasury Department and to stopping the Treasury payments. There's a couple of other court orders that it looks like they're also defying that are going to be reexamined, one this afternoon and one on Thursday of this week. A year ago, J.D. Vance pointed to President Andrew Jackson ignoring two U.S. Supreme Court orders. One, he didn't actually defy, but he ignored, one having to do with the second U.S. bank, and then the second one in the Trail of Tears. And that story is a little more complicated, too, because it was really executed by the next president. But, you know, he got the gears rolling. And then earlier this week, he tweeted, or a couple days ago, he tweeted that the executive does not have to do what the courts say. The courts can't micromanage the president, basically. These things are, you know, in defiance of a traditional understanding of the separation of powers in the United States. My understanding is that only federal marshals can basically enforce the decrees of federal judges. And federal marshals, of course, are overseen by Pam Bondi, who's overseen by Donald Trump. What happens when the Trump administration just comes right out and says, you know, we're going to ignore these court orders, particularly if one comes down from the Supreme Court? If they just say, we're just going to ignore it, we're just going to keep on putting people in Gitmo, we're just going to keep on, you know, withholding funds, we're going to, you know, we're just going to run this country like I'm a dictator.
Well, that's their goal. But here, look, I think even the Supreme Court of the United States would uphold using the contempt power, which is inherent in our court system from day one, to enforce judgment. Because if not, then the Supreme Court is making themselves just nine people in a row who's walking around.
But how do you enforce a judgment against Trump?
The court order will be not against Donald Trump. It's right now, you have to look at each of the cases. For example, the U.S. Treasury case, it's against Doge, right? It's against the Doge guys and Elon Musk. The court's going to order them, to compel them to comply with the order, destroy the information we told
you. It already has, but it looks like that's not the case, and there's no evidence that they've destroyed the information.
Well, if there's any evidence they have not, then the litigants on the other side who brought the lawsuit are going to say to the judge, they're in violation of the order. The judge is going to say, I'm compelling compliance of it, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fine you every day X amount, and if you don't do it, then I'm going to put you in a prison cell until you give us the documents. Pam Bondi says, I'm not going to allow court orders to be upheld, then the court will order Pam Bondi and DOJ to do the right thing. Because that, yeah, it's leading to a constitutional crisis. But if people could just simply say, we're going to ignore your orders, we would not have the system already. There is already, there's checks. There's certain ways there that you're going to find people, federal marshals, and do the right thing. You're going to find a court that's going to impose $1,000 day, $10,000, $1 million day fines.
Do you think Elon Musk would care?
He might not care, but he'll care if he goes to a prison cell. If he's rounded up, Donald Trump can't stop that. You know, it's not, we can't put Trump in prison, right? Because DOJ's memo says.
But that's my point. I think we can stop it because it would require federal marshals who work for him.
They work for him, but they're federal marshals who are going to be more loyal to the Constitution than Donald Trump, who are going to defy his orders.
Well, I admire your optimism here, Dean.
There's going to be.
I'm skeptical.
You don't need a lot. You need a few.
Then the
system ends. Then the whole thing ends.
Oh, I know.
It would have ended before, though.
I'm as freaked out as I can get.
If it was that simple,
hang
it would have ended before.
Hang on. We're going to get stepped on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the great Dean Obidala. You can hear his show on SiriusXM Progress, channel 127. Check out his Substack newsletter. It's free. It's called The Dean's Report. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. breakthrough and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure that reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511, and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
A whisper grows and it's all you hear. From every screen it feeds the fire. Twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss. A calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on. Spinning stories dusk till dawn.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I want to make a statement, but I got a question in there. Look, this, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm glad Donald Trump pulled Joe Biden's security clearance. And to be quite honest with you, I think...
Hang on just a second, Dave. Joe Biden never had a security clearance. Trump couldn't pull it. He did pull the security clearances for some of the people who worked for Joe Biden or were around Joe Biden. But presidents don't have security clearances. Once they become president, for the rest of their lives, they have access to, you know. Now, he might have denied him access to information, which is a different thing. But he's basically lying when he says he pulled the security clearance.
Okay, yeah, but for a clearance, you have to need to know and the appropriate access. They denied his access, and Trump did. And to be quite honest with you, I think every president should be distancing themselves right now, every former president, from Donald Trump. And I'll tell you why. I'll just come right to the point. There was a line in a book about Lloyd Austin got a surprise call from Sergei Shoigu, or maybe Gerasimov. Probably Gerasimov, but it was sort of a surprise call, and Lloyd Austin, and it was a threat. I think it was about the Black Sea fleet that Elon Musk pulled the Starlink access to. Mm-hmm. And Lloyd Austin said, look, I lead the most powerful military in the world. I do not respond to threats. And Lloyd Austin verified that he made this comment. Look, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are up to some things that are obviously a charade, all right? They've been in communication ever since Donald Trump's first term. The Russians keep saying they are not going to the table unless the United States and the Ukraine make an offer because Russia is winning. Donald Trump needs to make a comment along the lines of Lloyd Austin. The question, we're in an interregnum period. What do you think the chances are that Donald Trump will do that?
I think zero. I think Trump is dancing to Putin's tune and has been dancing to Russia's tune for over 20 years. Dave, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'm guessing, Dave, as a former intelligence officer, that you would agree with that assessment. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Ad counts.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of